This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were here last week and you told me that you go to Arby's on your mom's credit card all the time?
I told you that I go.
Yes.
Okay.
And you remember when I asked you why she tells you to use her credit card for food?
What did you just ask me?
I asked you why she told you to use her credit card for food. And you said, I don't know. You have to ask her. I don't know what's in her mind. I don't know why she told me. You don't remember that?
I'm just a little tired right now. I'm not sure that I remember everything you just said.
You don't remember that I asked you why your mom was telling you to use her credit card for food?
I don't remember that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll get a better answer this time. Hey, Dustin, why did your mom say to use her credit card for food?
I don't know.
Oh, well, that's the same thing you told me last time.
Okay.
It did hurt my feelings that you told me to call her and ask her myself, though.
I'm sorry.
I kind of think that should be off limits for you to say stuff like that to me.
Like what?
That I should call your mom to ask her about sensitive information. Don't you think that's a little unfair for you to expect me to do that?
I mean, I wasn't telling you to do that. I've just thought that you actually wanted an answer to your question.
Yeah, but is the right way to go about getting an answer to my question for me to call her on the phone?
If it's something that kind of would... If you want an answer to a question that she has the answer to, then you would have to call her.
But do you think that's wise? Do you think I should do that?
I didn't think the answer to that question was especially pressing.
Well, you said that you didn't tell her about your budget.
Don't remember telling her about my budget.
So does she know that you're on a spending allowance?
I don't think so.
You told me she didn't.
Okay.
Is that true, that she didn't know?
I don't think she knows, no. Why?
I just think it's weird how she's saying things about you can use my Amazon account and hide it from Aaron.
I don't remember her saying that.
She said, I added you to my Amazon account, but if that's going to be a problem with Aaron, then just log in using my email and password.
Oh, wow.
What spending does she want you to hide from me?
I don't know, honey. I think she was talking about me getting a present for Simon, which I never did.
Why would your mom want you to hide that from me?
I don't know, honey. Why does she do any of the stuff that she does?
I don't know. It's concerning because it's so dysfunctional to encourage an adult son to hide things from his wife.
Okay.
Like, what was she wanting you to buy for Simon that needed to be a secret from your wife?
I have no idea. Whatever I want, probably.
Why would that need to be a secret from me?
Doesn't.
Then why would she say, if that's going to be a problem with Aaron, hide it?
Because that's what she does. I mean, I don't... That's what she does.
Do you understand that I would not have a relationship with my parents if they said stuff like that? Like, do you get how out of bounds that behavior is?
I get that that behavior is out of bounds, but I don't think that you can write off your parents because they're not.
Well, you can say, like, immediately to your parents, I'm not willing to engage with you if you're going to be encouraging me to hide things from my spouse.
That's impossible with her, Erin. She...
No, because then you can actually follow through.
I'm not going to write my mom off and not communicate with her.
Well, you can set boundaries.
She's not capable of...
She's capable of learning that when you encourage your son to hide things from your wife, you don't get to talk to him for 1 month. Over, I don't know how many repetitions it takes, but at some point she learns that it's important to not encourage your son to hide things from his wife.
I guess I wasn't going to hide it from you, so it did not concern me that she is like that, because I already know that she's like that.
But that's toxic to your brain to have to listen to it. It's stressful and it upsets you.
It kind of rolls off at this point, but...
That's not healthy.
I go to the restroom.
Yes, you're allowed to go to the restroom. Bye.
Bye.